ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
They will be out of date someday. You know, if you live where I live, there are some houses, when they built them, then you will think those were the richest men. But those houses now, you just find out what is happening. The man is so old that he's looking for people to stay with him. Yeah. He's looking for people to stay with him. Praise the Lord. Joy is a catalyst for divine presence. Joy is a catalyst for divine presence. Joy is a catalyst for divine presence. Psalm 16, verse 11. Joy is a catalyst for divine presence. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. You will show me the path of life in your presence. Tell somebody in your presence. So, I will address this issue. When believers have issues, I feel church is the best place to go to. I have a problem when people have issues and they stay away from church. I need to talk about that. Yes. I grew up, even when you are sick, you see, you are sick. You know there is healing in the presence of God. That was the way my mother brought me up. If you have headache, you have to go. So, you went to work from Monday to Friday. You say you are resting on Sunday. I don't get it. I don't, sincerely. And that is why here is scanty. I did not write this. You will show me the path of life. In your what? There is what? Do you know when each time you come into the presence of God, God lights up your mood? There might be a word for you. There might be an encouragement for someone. That is not the time to stay back at home. Please, correct that ideology today. Okay, you can't pay your house rent, you won't be the first. You can't pay your children's school, and so, staying back at home, have you paid it? Amen. Believers stay away from church when they have problems. The church is not a show event. Some people don't go to church because they have not bought a car. No. We are not coming to display anything. We are coming to meet God. We are coming to have an appointment with destiny. This 21st century issue is. I've been having challenges. You are following them. Sitting down at home, what has he had to you? You come to church, you lift up your hands in holy worship. Yes. While you are worshiping God, one rhema word drops, and God tells you what to do. See, think from now till tomorrow, it doesn't solve that problem. The solution of that problem lies with God. And you cannot stay away from somebody that has a solution to your problem. Please, men and brethren, it is not a good attitude. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness. Fullness of joy. At your right hand are what? Glory to God. Glory to God. Joy gives strength. Nehemiah 8:10. It gives strength. How many of you have experienced you are weak, and when you come to church and they are worshiping, you just your spirit man just quickens your body? How many of you have had that experience? I have. And I had it today too. Amen. It's normal. That's why we say there is no dull moment with God. He doesn't sleep, yet he's not weak. He doesn't slumber, he doesn't get tired. Is that so? This is scripture that talks about the joy of the Lord is your strength. Spirit, soul, and body. Hear it today. Spirit, soul, and body. Even if your physical body is weak, you can confess strength into that body. And that body will receive the supernatural strength of God. It is very, very possible. The scripture says, by strength shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. It is not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It is not in your ability, it's not in your intellect, it is not in your qualification. It is what God says about you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't know about you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. It is not confession, that is reality. He energizes my body. Glory to God. Glory to God. One other thing about joy is that joy guarantees supernatural harvest. Praise God. When you are moody, you begin to squeeze your face. Be cheerful. You don't even know where. Psalm 126. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Joy guarantees supernatural harvest. Psalm 126, 1-6. Let's quickly take that scripture. It guarantees supernatural harvest. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that would dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. 4, bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. Those who sow in tears shall do what? Just stay. No. Can you merge 5 and 6 together to be on the same page for me? Thank you very much. Said, those who sow in tears shall do what? Enjoy. God has not forgotten the labor of your love. There is reward. There is profit. The scripture says the Lord is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. And when God rewards you, he rewards you multiple fold. God is not a money doubler. He's not 1 naira to get 2 naira. That is not the way God works. Mm-mm. Multiple. He said, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with what? Bringing his sheep with him. The state of continuous joy guarantees supernatural harvest. Continuous open doors. You know why? Your heart is open. You are joyful. Sorrow is not in your heart. Bitterness is not in your heart. Hurt is not in your heart. You carry joy. And joy is contagious. I said joy is contagious. If laughter is contagious, you should know joy is contagious. If somebody bursts into laughter now, you begin to laugh. It's contagious. So the same way, joy is contagious. Very, very. Can you tell your neighbor, the joy of the Lord is my strength? You know, some people, They have like 3 degrees in complaining. They have 4th, 2nd, and 3rd degree in complaining. See, as a believer, it's a bad attitude. Saints of God, it is not the quality of a child of God. We don't complain. You know why? All things work together for good. If that thing does not favor you at that time, it's going to work together for your good. It's going to work together. See, as a believer, train your mind to see the good in everything that happens to you. Train your mind to see the good that happens to you in everything.
Glory to God. Another point I would like to share with you is joy gives revelation. And that's our anchor scripture, Isaiah 12:3. Joy gives revelation. See, when you are sorrowful, when your heart is closed, it is very difficult for you to get signal of what heaven is saying. It's very difficult. Isaiah 12:3, please. That's our anchor scripture for the book. But when your default setting is on autopilot, joy. You know, when you buy your phone, there's what they call default setting. When you buy your gadget, default setting. As a believer, your joy must be default setting. Anything that happens to you does not take away your joy. If you are in that state, it guarantees access for revelation. Because in the midst of that trouble, God will speak a word to you. Amen? And you just hear it clearly. And God will say, okay, Binga, you know what you do? Just move forward. So, Pastor Philip shared a testimony with us that he came to, he didn't have cash on him at the airport. And so, two things he would have done. He would have been confused. How am I going to get cash? And when you're in that state, you are confused. You can't receive signal. And he said, go and stand at the entrance, and he stood there. The truth is, if his mind was confused, he wouldn't hear that word. How can somebody be 40 years old, no money in my pocket? How can I? Abba! I can't even pay my children's school fees. I can't. You can't even stay beside me if you talk like that. I will send you away. I have no apology for it. You go by me. Amen. Hey! Be anxious for nothing. You know, some people, they are supposed to, they are not singing, they are murmuring. They are not. Your mind is not settled. When God is dropping a word, you can't hear. There's traffic jam in the network. He keeps in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. He keeps in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. He keeps in perfect peace, whose mind. I've been struggling to share this testimony, but I need to say it because it happened 1:13 this morning. Tuesday was a public holiday. So, I have not balanced the payment for my children's school fees. And they sent a message to me that they were not going to allow them write. So, it just occurred to me that my Shibomi did not write the exam on Monday. So, I called the teacher. I said, yes, because we will not balance. Nothing must take away your joy. I'll share this. It happened 1:13 this morning. I've not even told anybody because God was with me. That was the only person that knew about it. Even my people in my house do not know. So
I tried talking to the administrator, okay, the funds I'm expecting will come in first week in December. He said, no, that they have a lot of outstanding. And she was just pushing. Holy Spirit said, don't bother. I just started chatting with the owner of the school. She was out of the country. And she said, no. That was around 8 p.m. yesterday. And I just cut off. I said, no problem. You know what I said? I just told the administrator, don't worry. When is the exam going to finish? They'll stay at home. And I was serious about it. That when the exam is over, they will get back to school. When I pay, they can write the exam. Have I not solved the problem? It's C. Stop bothering yourself. Don't kill yourself. Will the exam take them to Harvard? I don't understand. That you just get worried over what is not. That was what happened to me yesterday. And we're working on lace. I refuse to be discouraged. I must deliver lace. Lalu, I got it was even the day. Stay on the system. Send me. Where are we? That was what I was doing. My actor, the administrator was just chatting with me. Alpha, have I spoken with the owner of the school? I said, she said no, but I'm dropping it. I was even struggling to chat because I didn't want to make a mistake in what we're sending out. This was the miracle. Around one, obviously she wasn't sleeping. See, when God is on your case, people will not sleep. She just reached out to me that she wants to borrow me the balance, that when I get money, I should pay. I said, okay, now you. I said, let me get back to you. I don't need to get back to you. I just sent my account number. She sent it. She borrowed me the money. I transferred to the school. So early this morning, I said, okay, come. Print out the receipt. Take it to the school. They must write the exam. I didn't lose my sleep. He gave someone for a ransom for me. I have chosen in my life, after my wife passed on, nothing can move me. Nothing. I say this. He's coming down. Abba. He's coming down and won't die. See, don't shy away when you go through challenges. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You're a believer. There is nothing to be ashamed of. I say this, there is nothing to be ashamed of. Raise up your head and talk about it. You know why? It is a face. For we know all things. It doesn't matter if things are falling apart around me. I believe in God's plan. They are working together for my good. I can't be shortchanged. I cannot. No interest. See, I should use until I get. See. We worrying, would they have brought that miracle? In fact, I will not be able to respond to the chat. What did you say? They said they can't write the exam. See, as a believer, also understand the balance. Don't be too stubborn at times. You have to learn wisdom. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I only give that testimony to encourage somebody. God knows what you're going through. But irrespective of what you're going through, maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. See, when you have joy, there will be clarity. There will be clarity. Let me flog two more points. Joy gives healing and health. Proverbs 17:22. Joy gives healing and health. Joy is a medicine. Joy is a medicine. He said, a merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. Can I have this in other translations, please? See, if you are mourning, look at everybody, look up, sir. If you are mourning, everybody, you will grow older than your age. So that when the miracle comes, they won't say, you know, some of us, the money will meet us in a good shape. Yes, it will meet us in a very good shape. See, let me tell you what complaining and murmuring does. it would have eaten up your spirit. By the time the breakthrough comes, you will use that money to be curing what you are not supposed to cure. I'm telling you. Enjoy it. Enjoy every face. Enjoy every face. Enjoy every face. Enjoy every face. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leaves your bone what? Leave you bone tired. Have you ever seen some people? They've not done anything all day. They say they are tired. Murmuring, complaining cause fatigue. They've not done anything for the day, but they are tired. They are not sick, oh. They are not diagnosed of any ailment. They are tired. It leaves you bone tired. He said, being cheerful does what keeps you healthy. It is slow death to be gloomy all the time. You are killing yourself gradually. That's what he's saying. A little, a little. Mm-mm, that's not your portion. It's an everlasting gospel. One of the hindrances to joy is negative reports. You must choose what you hear in this adventure of faith. You must choose what you hear. Do you know when you talk to some certain people, they will give you an example of 10 bad things. They won't give you an example of one good one. Please, don't stay with such people. That was how... This morning I was coming for pastor's meeting. There was this last man fight in Ojota. They were parking. See, those things don't concern me. I'm telling you, they were about... I just passed in between them. People were driving. And I know nobody would batch my car. They were driving. You know when those thugs were? I was just coming. He keeps in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on him. Some of us, there is church program. We don't put it on our timeline. It is negative news that we carry. Hey! Did you hear? 70 people died. I don't. As a believer, I'm sorry. The scripture says, whose report will you believe? You choose to believe the report of the Lord. Amen? You choose to believe the report of the Lord. That is what we believe. We don't believe negative reports. For somebody, you might be listening to me, doctor has said something, that is the doctor's report. That's not God's report about you. Do you know, some people believe the doctor more than God. And what pains me more, you are coming to pastor. Pastor, I want you to pray for me. In your heart, but this is what Abba. Is it that you drop what the doctor is saying and believe God? Is that okay? Is that okay? As believers, we choose to believe the report of the Lord. Isaiah 53:1. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. We don't dwell on negative report. We don't see negative report. Our mind is aligned to the good of the land. Amen. I said our mind is aligned. He said, whose report? Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? See, whatever anybody says about you is that person's opinion. And also know that people see per time. It is only God that sees the end from the beginning. So when somebody is saying, Benga is not this. That is the person's opinion. And also know that it depends from the angle at which this person is looking at me. Praise God. So, as believers, we dwell on what God says about us. That should dominate our heart. That should fill our heart as believers. Not what the media is saying. Some people here, they are social media parrots. You know what that means? Everything. Picture. They are changing timeline. Ah!
are those things edifying you? Are they speaking good report to you? Because what you look at, what you see, what you read over a period of time forms a part of your life. Some of us are on social media blog all day. I choose to feed myself with what God's word says about me. I choose to concentrate on what God is saying about me, not what the social media. I don't want to know the latest couple that broke up in town. What's my business with that? The person that bought the latest car. Has that added value to me? So you've not heard. Praise God. Let's turn to our feet tonight. I've already drawn our attention to see that our heart must be on a continuous state of joy. Joy unspeakable. Joy. 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 Continuous joy. Glory to God. Can we just pray in the Spirit this evening? Yes, Lord. I choose to believe your word. I choose to believe your word. I choose to believe your word.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrat Abiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,